a lot women don't get to experience this. So put that in your mind. Mm. You never, ever have to deal with this. Mm. And as a man, I eat food on the couch. Actually, that's not gender specific. That's not the what I'm getting into, because you eat food on the couch a lot.
Okay.
And okay, so when I'm eating food on the couch, I spill on my lap.
Sure.
I'm spilling food on my lap, whatever it is.
And vacuum it up sometimes.
There's We've crumbs. Seen it. Sometimes there's so much stuff, I have to vacuum it up. But most of the time, I just wipe it off onto the floor.
I know.
But what you, as a woman, don't have to deal with is when I'm wiping off my lap, sometimes I hit a ball. And that pain is excruciating.
I want to know when you hit a ball.
No, you don't get to know that stuff. Not all the time.
Well, now I know, and I can read your body language and go, he snack wiped a ball hit. I know he snack wiped a ball hit.
When I snack wipe a ball hit, it does not feel good. It feels awful.
Now, I feel for you.
Do you know what it's like to get hit in the balls?
No, but do you know what it's like to get hit in a nipple?
Yeah, I have nipples.
Hold on.
Have nipples, Greg.
You know what?
Listen to me.
I misspoke.
Listen to me real quick. Do you let me ask you a question. Do you not think men have nipples? All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Should We Get Married with Kyle and Kylie.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, everyone. We're back.
What's up?
We've switched seats. I'm now on the other side of the table than I usually am. And let me say something. You haven't told me this, but this side of the table is far better.
Well, yeah, you have all the windows.
I have the view of everything.
And all I have to look at is your face.
Yeah, you're sitting on where I usually sit, and you have the wall.
Now I understand why you're so angry sometimes.
Oh, okay. That's not... It's, well, yeah, everyone's angry sometimes, so I'll own that. Sure. Yeah,
bring I'm it angry on. Most of the times.
Wait. So, okay, what's up? I'm
Should
waiting.
Should we switch sides of the bed for a night? Just see what... that feels like?
That's an interesting one. And
I think about it from time to time.
I think about it too. And we do switch spots when we're on vacation.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
because the man,
not every time
you need to sleep by the door to protect me. So whatever side that might be.
Well, yeah, that's the chivalrous.
Or I just like the better side.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm always trying to call the better side, too, just FYI.
I think we all can agree, everyone who's listening, that we all want the better side in the hotel room.
Yeah, when you're going for the bed, hey, what's, you know, whenever I ask you, I'm just being nice. Really, I know exactly which side of the bed I want to be on. And I'm like, hey, so, you know, that now that we're here in the hotel room, what side of the bed would you prefer, m'lady?
Yeah, usually I ask you as I'm already laying my stuff out on the nightstand of the side I want. Hey, what side do you want? That one's cool. All right, sounds good. I guess I'll take this one.
Sometimes I go for, so is it cool if I just take this side? And then now I've trapped you into a yes.
Yeah, it'd be rude to say, no, I want that side.
Yeah, because now you're facilitating
now you're
a whole
baby.
Thing. It's a whole thing. And so yeah. I like the tactic sometimes is to come in hot.
Yeah.
And to already have your stuff, like you're saying, already have it on there and just be like, hey, do you mind if I have this side?
I do the same thing with the bathroom counter. Like, I know where I want to put my stuff. I know where I want to put my toiletry bag. I know where I want to put my toothbrush. I
In
know
the
where,
hotel?
Yep.
I don't care about any of that.
I know. I organize your stuff up there, too, because I got it all in mind.
Here's the thing, is when it comes to bathroom stuff, I just put it on the counter.
I know.
And by on the counter, I mean anywhere.
I know.
On the counter. And because it doesn't matter at all.
To you?
It matters zero amounts of matters.
There are a few things in life I can control. I can't control people or the planet or the weather or literally anything but my reaction to those things. So the one thing I can control each day is making my bed. So I do that. That's why you see the bedmate every day. Not because...
At 5 p.m. when you get home from work?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I literally can have control over the way the bed is made.
Okay.
That's my outlet for the control.
Mm-hmm. You're sounding very control-y right now. As much as you're touting you don't have control, you're sounding very controlling.
Someone taught me this, which is a lot of the things we as humans do throughout the day are controlling, whether it's obvious or not, like needing things to be in the right place or needing to do the dishes or needing the house.
Or wanting people to act a certain way or, all of that.
Or getting pissed because someone isn't doing.
Yeah. Or want to control somebody else's life.
Yes.
Because it's going down the gutter or my life isn't as good as theirs. And I want them to feel shitty like me. Wait.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So.
Okay, I get it.
I can be self-aware that I don't actually have control over those things, even though my knee-jerk reaction is to get all bent out of shape all day long from what other people are doing.
Right.
So I come home, I make the fucking bed, and I let go of that.
Yeah. The making the bed thing is beneficial in so many ways.
It's a physical thing that you can control.
But the way I like to live my life is not make the bed.
Which works out great because I need to do it.
Okay, cool. So we make a good team.
Yeah.
We make a good team.
Now, as I make the bed, I find things.
Yeah, you get pretty...
On your side of the bed.
I would imagine as you're making the bed, your resentment of me is increasing. Because why didn't he make the bed?
I'm not ever mad that you don't make the bed. But the things I find.
Why aren't the pillows all up here in the... What's up with you and pillows, by the way?
We've talked about this.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're important.
No, I mean, not like you're weird. Not like you're weird. You have to have the barrier pillow and all that nonsense. No, I mean, like, what's up with... And I feel like I can generalize.
Okay.
What's up with women?
Okay.
And having the pillows all set up. What's up with that?
Oh.
There's so many pillows on our bed.
There are four pillows, okay?
I need one pillow to sleep with. That's it.
I need two, at least.
There's five pillows on our bed. Because we got the two. And sometimes we have three each and then a decorative pillow. So sometimes there's seven pillows.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
And by the way, you wanted to buy that decorative pillow at IKEA.
Listen, okay, I'll take that one because...
It has a little seahorse on it.
It has a seahorse on it, I love that fucking seahorse. Or no, it's a regular horse.
Yeah.
It's a killer pillow, man.
Okay,
I'll own it.
Okay, it's not so much about the pillows, how they look on the bed.
Yeah.
It's not wanting them on the floor. That's what it is. I don't want... to be a walking on pillows because we literally have to shimmy on the sides of our bed. So you're stepping
on
the pillows.
Hang on a second.
Also, there's pet hair all over the floor. So they're just getting hairy. So they need to be on the bed.
You don't want pillows on the bed. Then don't put so many pillows. I mean, you don't want pillows on the floor. Then don't put so many pillows on the bed because we don't need that many pillows to sleep with. So they will end up on the floor.
Okay. But you have sheets with matching pillowcases, and those are the ones you sleep with. Then you have a duvet cover with matching pillowcases, which when the bed's made, those look nice to like top it off. So that's four pillows.
Here's the other thing you like to do is you like to, when it comes to washing the sheets, you like to just reuse those, wait for the hours that it takes to wash them and dry to put them back on again. Me, it's like, we have other sets of sheets. Just throw some other ones on.
Yeah, but... You throw unmatching things onto the bed.
Yeah, right.
Like a fitted sheet and a different colored pillowcase and three different colored pillowcases. And then I have to look at those every day. And that drives me bonkers.
Let me ask you this. Does it matter that they match?
Yes.
Why?
Because it looks like we're teenagers.
Well, you know, hang on a second. That's not, I don't care about that.
I lied. When I'm a teenager, I had a matching everything in my room.
Dude, okay,
look,
so.
Look, we spend money on like nice looking sheets and nice bedding and nice.
Well, let's not get too, we go to Target and buy some sheets.
They're $60 sheets.
Okay, fair enough.
And so I have an order of the sheets that I like the most. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing nothing that day and I'm going to wash the sheets, I'm going to wait for my favorite sheets to be done washing. And instead of having to like fold them and put them away, I just put it back on the bed.
So you have a whole list and itinerary and all this, all these thoughts into our sheets. And then I don't give one crap about any of it. Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
Okay. And how
this
do you feel
why
about
I try to make the bed so I can let go
And Kylie, how do you feel about me not caring about any of this?
I think it's typical dude behavior.
Interesting, interesting. Would you consider it typical rational behavior though?
No.
Because none of it matters?
Somewhere in between matters.
Okay. Somewhere in between me and you?
Yeah.
Okay, you're looking at me like you're very angry without asking you these questions.
I think so many people can relate right now with me, and so many can relate with you. So,
yeah,
it's all good.
Perhaps. So this.
But we're gonna switch sides.
On the bed? No,
I wasn't done saying what I find over there.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Candy bar wrappers. Paper towels.
I need to go on a diet. I need to start eating better.
Chapsticks on the floor.
Okay, well, that's the cats, man. Cats, I set it on the thing and they end up
just
in
like
corners.
Garbage.
Yeah. Nobody sees it. We don't have company over that much. No big deal.
I'm not even sure you know what ends up on the floor over there because I pick it up most of the time.
No, I agree with that. Right now, I could not tell you what's over there. And that's part of that's the beauty of it.
And you think that's normal?
I find new things over there every time I go to clean it out, which is every 4 months.
Oh.
But there's not that much stuff over there. It's just some remote controllers and some headphones and chapstick and, you know, some midnight snacks wrappers over there.
Oh my God, you guys.
So, okay. So you're proposing to switch sides of the bed that we sleep on?
I mean, I'm second guessing it now because it's dirty over there.
Well, I'm not a psychopath, so I'm not interested in that.
Hang on.
I'm not going to do that.
One more thing.
Okay.
Every time I go to make the bed, every time I go to get in the bed, the fitted sheet on your side is like off and wrinkled up and twisted around and like out of place.
Yeah, I know exactly why that is.
Why?
Okay. Well, okay. Are you ready for this? Prepare yourself because...
Well, let me guess first.
This is on you.
No.
Yeah. It's selfish.
I fit your side of the bed the same as I fit my side of the bed.
No. Sometimes, you can't say that first because I was going to say the opposite first.
I do your side first to make sure. I'm like, I don't want this to fucking come up every day. And it still does because I think you thrash and like turn over in bed, like taking the sheets with you instead of like a normal person who sort of like gets up and like moves over without fucking everything up.
Okay. Okay. You think you sleep perfectly?
Oh, no.
You think you're not?
My sheets don't come up.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know. What is happening right now? What are we talking about? First of all...
This is important.
First of all, you...
To live with this.
Tuck in... When you do the sheets, you tuck in your side of the corners better.
That is not true. I was just saying that last time, like the last 10 times I put on the sheets, I'm getting so worked up. I made a point to like do your side first to go, let's see if this is my fault. Let's see if we can remedy the sitch.
Interesting. A little trial and error.
Guess what? Still coming up every night.
Okay. Honestly, I think it's because I weigh more than you do.
Does anyone else have this issue? Do any other couples have this problem?
I don't know. Hopefully they let us know.
The person that weighs more, is their side always coming up?
By the way, I'm just as frustrated as you. Imagine if your side... No, I'm more frustrated because it's my side. I'm always having to put it back on where your side's just real nice.
Oh.
And you can just crawl into bed and it's all nice.
Yeah.
Middle of the night. It's all nice.
Literally, though, I have to crawl into bed because our bedroom is so small and we have a TV hooked up to the wall that, like, the arm, we, like, bring it out from the wall, like, sideways. And I have to duck under the TV and shimmy into bed.
So our house was built in 1931. And apparently, back then, people lived with no room for anything. We have one closet in our house.
Entire house.
People must have slept on king beds. I don't think ever existed back then. They were literally for kings that size
then.
And so we can't even fit a king size bed in our bedroom. It's that thin.
Yay, Everett.
Well,
I think most of the houses here are like, there'll be four bedroom houses with one bathroom.
Oh, they're all one bathroom, and all the basements around here are wet dry because, they were built back in the turn of the century.
But they're cool looking.
Yeah, I love this house.
They're funky. I bet it's like this in Seattle, too, like all the cute Seattle craftsmen's older ones.
You know what, though? It's kind of cold in here.
Babe.
Do you feel that? Do you feel how cold it is?
My toes are cold.
Huh. I feel like summer's kind of ending.
Yeah, it was thunderstormy last night.
Because it's cold outside, but it's hot in your butt.
That's not the
That is the song. Thing. That is the thing.
That's not the
That's the song.
Song.
So we're going to go into Me Like You Know Like You.
Hey-o.
What was that noise?
Hey-o, River!
Hey-o, River!
Oh, man. Why don't we
Could rewatch that, sure.
Rewatch Portlandia in bed.
But right now we're doing Me Like You Know Like You because I sang the song and I said the title and now we're in it.
Okay.
And you can go first.
Oh.
I'll give you the dibbies, the dibs.
Okay. Well, clearly I don't like your bed situation, but I have something else to talk about.
All right. I'm ready for it. Whatever it is, and no matter how personal and how hardcore it is, I'll take it and I'll smile. And I'll smile through it.
Okay. This is actually really similar to the pillow situation because you're always looking for like some way to, like if you find something silly that really bothers me, you'll just like do it harder and like twist the knife because it's so silly, but you can see I get riled up just like knocking my pillows off the bed.
This is true. Yes.
Okay. So sometimes you'll ignore me on purpose several times in a row. And it makes me as angry as the pillow thing. I'll like from the other room, I'll be like, hey, Kyle, did you eat dinner yet? And no answer. And I'll just think you didn't hear me. And I'll repeat.
We're like 5 feet away from each other.
You can fucking hear me, but maybe you have headphones on. I'll repeat myself. Babe, did you have dinner yet? No answer. And now I'm like, oh, is he ignoring me on purpose? And I'll go, babe, did you already have dinner? Like louder. And then you're for sure ignoring me on purpose. And I'm actually getting mad because I'm actually trying to ask you a question. Usually it's a question that I actually need an answer to. And then I'll just go to like, Kyle, I know you're ignoring me on purpose. And then you're just fucking in there snickering silently to yourself.
Yeah. It's rare, though. I don't do it all the time. Yeah, no, it is. It's rare.
And then I'll actually get mad.
You do actually get mad. And then I have to kind of...
But that's why you do it. It's because the second you can feel that I'm getting a little irritated, you're like, oh, man, this is it. I'm not going to answer it at all.
That's exactly how I feel. I'm like, I got her. Fish on the line.
Why?
I can't wait for this to get out of control.
It's already out of control.
Listen, sometimes, we gotta spice things up. Keep each other on our toes.
Babe, can you help me real quick? Nothing.
No.
Kyle.
No.
I need you for a second.
That's not true.
And you're just like
no, that's not true.
Yeah.
I also love to turn off the bathroom light when you're in there and leave and shut the door and giggle and run away.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that old trick right there.
We
That's
don't have
classic.
A lock on our bathroom door. So it's like the minute I'm sitting down.
Because it's built in the 1930s.
You'll turn it off and shut the door and it's too late. I'm letting it go.
You know what I am grateful for, though, is that we've never walked in on each other taking a poopy.
Yeah.
No lock on the bathroom. We just kind of, there's a sense
that's
there.
On purpose. Yeah, we know when the other's doing that.
All right. So what's, I've thought about it, though.
I've almost done it.
I bet you have.
Just like, you know what? Why don't I do that to really make you mad?
Yeah, that would really do it.
You'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Just to be sitting there with your pants around your ankles and could be like, because sometimes even when I just knock on the door and when I know you're taking a shit, but like I get home from work and I'm like, hey, babe, you're like, pooping. Like you don't even want to say, hey, you don't even want to talk. You're in the middle of it. So you're like, I'll be out in a sec. Be out in a sec. And I'm like, hey, have you had dinner yet? That's like the question of the day every day. And you're like, I'll be out in a sec. Like, you can't even say, yeah.
You're talking to me while I'm taking a poop.
Yeah, but either way, you're having to say something already. You're having to say, hey, I'm taking a shit, instead of going, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. You got me. All right.
Okay, but me likey.
Okay. Maybe I should just own it. And just let you open the door.
You should say, come in.
And I'll lock eyes with you and just wow, you know. Wow. Just get them out and wow.
Just pinch one off.
Just right in there. Just wow. And lock eyes.
It's like when Michael Scott is changing in his office and Pam knocks on the door and he goes, come in. But he's like got no underwear on. And she's like, you said come in.
She saw his dinger too.
Yeah.
That's a big deal nowadays. You can't do that nowadays, even on accident.
That whole show is a Me Too.
Like. That whole show is a perfect way for everybody to just realize that, I mean, save for, you know, serious matters, because
there are some serious matters.
Very serious matters. Cannot agree more. But also, you know, let's relax a little bit.
Right.
We're going to have some imperfect allies. And we're also going to make mistakes.
Okay. Yeah.
But the severity, you know, I mean, there's a severity. I mean, you're with me, right? You're with me. Okay. What's the me likey?
Well, my me likey is really simple, and it's that you make me laugh.
Oh.
Like, legit belly laugh all the time. Sometimes it's just funny things you say. Sometimes you're going out of your way, kind of like looking at me and like doing a thing to make me laugh. And I appreciate that because if I wasn't laughing and we weren't laughing together, there'd be no point for me.
Oh, thanks, babe. I love having our sense of humor.
Me too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're funny. Very funny.
All right. Well, how about my turn? You're going down. You're fucking down.
Hit me.
All right. It's not really, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's probably not even a good one.
All right. So no likey first. I'm going to go no likey first. I hate it. I know likey. Ooh. When I always have to carry your car keys because I don't know what the fucking reason is, but women have pants that you can't put things in the pockets in to it.
Yeah, we're wearing tight pants.
What's up with jeans being made where you can't put... Why have pockets on them?
Okay.
And also, carry your own keys. And also, stop asking me for chapstick. It's your job to carry the chapstick, not mine.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't carry a purse. I don't like purses. I hate purses. I carry, like, a tote bag to work and stuff.
Okay.
Because all I need is, like, one debit card and one ID in my pocket, which that's what those pockets are for. Some cash can fit in there nicely. A ticket can fit in there.
Okay.
Anything flat.
Okay.
But a big old bunch of keys, I mean, you're wearing baggy pants that can fit like so much shit in them.
Hang on a second. I don't carry a purse. Guess what I have? Pockets that work.
Big ass
I need
pockets.
Them. They're not that big. I don't wear skinny jeans, but they're not baggy.
All right. Well, that's why sometimes I take the key off my key ring and stick that in my pocket.
Maybe you need one of those like carabiners or whatever. Because I see chicks walking around with keys, and they kind of stuff them. They'll have it looped into their belt loop and then into their back pocket. Like the keys will kind of go into.
Yeah, that could be badass.
Yeah.
You know, guys carry stuff for their girlfriends all the time.
I'm just saying.
They carry their purses and shit.
Here's the
which
thing.
Is hilarious.
I don't have to explain my no likey. I don't like it.
All right. I'll work on not asking you to carry my keys.
You know, work on it, don't work out on it. Whatever. I don't care. I'm over it. Okay, here's my likey.
It's going to be dumb.
Why? Why do you...
What is it? What is it? What is
why
it?
Do you minimize?
Well, let me be the judge of if it's dumb.
I am already doing that. And you're already going, it's going to be dumb. How dare you?
I can see the look on
your
face.
How dare you, ma'am? I did not do that to you.
All right.
Okay. I likey when you okay, here's what I likey.
Oh, okay.
here's a what I likey. Yeah. You always make the house more cozy.
Oh.
You turn on the lights, you fluff the pillows, you drape the blankets over the thing. You turn on the lights. You turn on that one light, which is over a record player, where it's a pain in the fucking butt to... I don't even know where the light switch is. And then, because you know you're going to have to turn off later, and you have to crouch down and reach around corners and mm-hmm. stuff to turn it off,
mm-hmm.
you'll turn it on mm-hmm. just to make the house more cozy. Me, however, as you well know, you'll come home... After a long day of work.
The curtains are all shut. It's dark in here. There's shit strewn all over. It's like, have you been in here all day?
I get into a troll mode and I go full on troll. And I think like a troll and I act like a troll yeah. and I eat like a troll.
Yeah.
And I play video games and I watch movies like a troll. And that's what I'm doing. Or sometimes, you know, I'm working too.
So you like that. I wasn't even sure if you noticed that I do all that stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, okay.
I love it that you do it.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
I'll keep doing it. Atmosphere is important.
Atmosphere is very important.
For me to relax.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
For me to relax.
Well, but you don't do it for yourself.
Yeah, because I don't really need it to relax.
Okay.
But I love it.
Guys, we're so different.
It's not that I don't need it. It helps very much, mm-hmm. by the way. So I guess it's both of those things.
Okay.
All right. So lightning storm last night.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Like lightning every 2 seconds.
Every 2 seconds. We went.
Awesome.
So... You go, I was having some stomach troubles. I was having the Kyle Jacobson IBS special. And and you go, I was in the bathroom. And you go, Kyle, you got to get out here.
Yeah.
And I was hearing like crashes and booms. And I was like, man, our neighbors are playing their boombox loud.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. And I get out and it's just like, fucking yeah, the weather is popping off big time. It's a party in the clouds. And so I start to get all my camera gear and you're like, what are you doing? Or I start to put on shoes and stuff and I'm like, I'm going to Grand Ave Park, which is a 5 minute walk. We drove, but I'm going to Grand Ave Park to see if I can get lightning photos. And by the way, it's my bucket list. I've never been
able
to. I didn't
know it was on your bucket list.
Oh, totally. For photography, I have never been able to get lightning photos. And so I was going to give it a shot. If there was an easier moment to give it a shot, because it's all about timing. It's all about where you are and how close you are. And then it's atmosphere and how it's looking and how the clouds are. And the weather is fickle and you have no idea how it's going to move and what it's going to look like. And it's been very difficult for me to capture. And I've tried a few times.
Yeah.
So we hop in the car.
We hop in the car, which is a good place to be because you're grounded by rubber. Yeah. I remember that from school.
Grounded by rubber. Yeah. I don't know if that's actually true.
Yeah. You don't want to be touching metal.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure the lightning's going to fuck you up if it strikes your car. Pretty sure you're going to get fucked up.
It's all about being grounded. So you're grounded by rubber. I think that's the important piece. I'm going to look at it up right now.
Okay. Well, you're looking up. So we hop in the car and we're driving and we get to a stoplight and it's just the sky is going crazy. And we're seeing giant lightning bolts hit like really close to where we are. And you start going, okay, are you sure? Are you sure you want?
It was insane. We were driving towards the bolts and I was like, I've seen the stats on like more people die from lightning a year than like, I don't know, obvious things.
Guns.
I'm going to look it up.
That's not, I'm just kidding. I know that's not true at all.
Here, it says about 240,000 incidents regarding lightning strikes happen each year.
Yeah, but an incident can be like a little something.
Okay.
All the way to death.
Annual fatality tolls vary, but death toll is around 6,000 people a year die from lightning.
Really?
Yes.
What?
So we all think we're invincible and we all go towards the storm because we're like, oh, pretty. And we're going to watch it. And then you're holding a tripod.
Well, hang on a second. I want to talk about this moment because it was cool. You were trepidatious about going forward into the storm. And I looked at you and I was like, this is the moment.
Yeah.
We can either turn back around or we can go forward and do something cool. And we decided.
I said like this. I said, okay.
And we did it. We went forward. And you're right. I brought out my tripod and it's fully extended. And I got a camera on the top, all kinds of metal. And I'm carrying it around like a jabroni.
But there were like 100 people out there doing the same thing.
So many people out there, but they didn't, you got to have your camera locked off. If you're going to capture lightning, you have to have a long exposure. So like anything over a second long. Mm-hmm. So like mine was set at 15 seconds to capture an exposure. And then when lightning strikes, you've caught it. So you're trying to catch it. And when you're just shooting with your cell phone, unless when you're shooting video, it's cool. But you can't, it's hard to capture.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I set up my stuff and I got it like right away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I did it. And it was such an amazing moment. I finally got it on my camera. I'm not looking through somebody else's image of lightning and it felt so amazing.
Yeah, and you've been talking about it ever since.
For years.
Every minute since last night you've been talking about it.
Yeah. Is it annoying? It's such a big deal to me. It is annoying, honey.
No. Mm-mm.
You're saying no sarcastically right now.
No. It's not annoying.
Are you just jealous that you didn't capture lightning?
No. No. Okay.
Anyways, it was a huge deal for me. I did it. And if you want to see those images, you can go to my Instagram at TameKyle. And you can see some images.
Wow.
So I'm really pumped about that.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, I did it because I'm proud of the images. And so we were out there for a little while and then it started to rain. You're looking at the computer right now. What's up?
Yeah, I'm looking at being grounded in a car. It is safe to be in a car.
Okay.
The lightning charge goes through the outside of the vehicle, creating a Faraday effect and protecting the people inside. The metal frame detects lightning currents to the ground through the rubber. Boom.
Okay, so that is true.
Yeah.
Now, can we circle back around how you're not, how you're annoyed by my lightning talk?
No. But I want to talk about how it is scary to be out there when we're out there with lightning.
That's part of the fun, though.
I agree.
Okay.
But I was thinking about it because, like, even when you walked, you got the ladder out of the garage and walked into the house because you went to the attic to take more photos from up there.
That was...
You were scared.
I was. I was carrying a big metal ladder, and it's a big-ass, like a $200 ladder that extends, you can climb to the top of your roof with it. And I'm just, like, it's folded in half, but it's heavy, and I'm, like, figuring out how to, like, carry
and
it.
And you didn't even need to bring it in to get into the attic. That's the best part.
Yeah, Dan, what are you talking about?
We have a painter's ladder that's the same height.
Yeah, but the painter's ladder is made out of metal, and that's out in the garage, too.
Oh, it has rubber on it. Anyway, it's funny to think of, like, even standing near the window, we're just ingrained as kids to, like, if there's lightning, overhead, like, don't stand near the window, don't go outside, don't hold on anything metal.
Yeah.
And then, so we're all filled with like fear, but also excitement. And we're like outside and we're like, ooh, this is dangerous. But then when you think about that, we're among millions, well, if in the area, thousands and thousands of other people who are thinking the exact same thing. So what are the odds that the lightning's going to come down and hit just like just me?
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny thing, like, because we're all, the world all revolves around our own selves.
Oh, yeah.
In the moment.
It's everything's about me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get struck by lightning.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking like, it's not going to be me.
Right.
Which is the famous last words of the person who just got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And they're a goner. Or they got superpowers. Either way. Could go either way.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Powder?
Powder?
Powder, the movie Powder?
No.
Okay, so this guy, right? This kid in high school, right? He's a real nerd. No, I'm sorry. He is not popular. In fact, he gets made fun of a lot.
Mm.
Or wait.
Oh.
Anyways, I'm not sure his life before he got struck by lightning. Maybe that was after.
Wow.
Here's the deal about Powder. Here's the thing about Powder. Is a guy in high school gets struck by lightning, and now he doesn't have any hair on his body. He's dolphin status.
Lucky.
He's no hair head.
Oh.
And he starts to get superpowers, and he starts to become a genius. And he starts to like remember, like he can remember a word on a page in a book that's, you know, 1,000 pages thick. And everybody starts to make fun of him.
Hmm.
And everybody starts to beat him up, and bullies get to him and stuff like that. And he becomes an outcast. But then now he saves, somebody shot a deer and he brought it back to life. Or no, the deer got ran into by a car and he brought it back to life. And then, but that was like that was a twofer, because people were like, oh man, he's amazing. And other people were scared of him.
Yeah.
So it's a real, you know, it's a hard life if you get struck by lightning and you get superpowers. It's not an easy life.
Powder?
Yeah. The movie's called Powder.
It sounds really familiar.
Yeah. It was a cool 1990s movie.
Hmm.
It was kind of, you know, it was like a superhero movie before superhero movies.
I might have seen it.
Yeah, more than likely you have. And I did an awesome job of explaining what the movie was like. Just for the record, that was awesome.
I like anyone who saves a deer.
Yeah, anyone who saves a deer.
Anyone who brings someone back to life is I want to be friends with.
Listen, anyone who brings something back to life, I want to be friends with too.
You just, okay. Said exactly what I said. You do that.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do that. That doesn't sound.
Instead of going same here or me too, you'll just like repeat the exact same thing.
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
So we went to a concert Friday night.
Yeah.
We went and saw Bon Iver.
At the Gorge.
Yeah. And Kylie, how was that experience for you?
Okay.
Walk me through
it. Mixed feelings. So
the Gorge is gorgeous. Very lovely place to go see a music concert.
I have a special place in my heart for the Gorge.
How many times have you been to Sasquatch?
So we went to Sasquatch 6 or 7 years in a row. And I went with some of my best friends and some friends of friends. And we always camped. We always went for like the full 4 days, and we like camped for the entire time, got there early, took work off, took school off, whatever. And it was the best. Like we would all just get our lineup and see there are so many bands at Sasquatch. It's like a whole thing. And at the time that we went, it was really pretty chill. And so we would just smoke weed and watch our favorite bands and eat food and camp out. And it's just such a great time.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It changed over the years though. Like it started to, in the later years that we were going, we noticed that the crowd was getting a little younger, which really just meant we were getting a little bit older. And like Molly was getting to be a thing. Like Molly was getting really popular.
I'm sorry. Molly made it over?
The drug.
Molly arrived to the party.
So it started to turn from like chill out on your blanket and smoke weed hippy dippy to like people are starting to wear neon and bring glow sticks and take Molly and it just sort of shifted and we all our lives shifted, so we stopped
going.
Can
anyone look cool with the glow dance? Is it possible to look cool doing that?
It looks cool if you're high. So it doesn't look cool if you're just like, oh, okay.
So if you're super duper high,
yeah,
and you're doing the glow dance, and then if somebody comes in who's also super duper high,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing the glow dance, and now you're in a glow off.
I actually don't know. I've never done Molly or ecstasy.
That sounds like an epic moment.
Yeah.
You've never done Molly?
No.
I've done Molly so many times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you have any bad trips or are they all good?
Well, Molly's not like shrooms.
No.
Where
it's
unless
ecstasy. It's
you asked if I had a bad trip or good trip. And they're like you can get shitty Molly. And I guess you can call that a bad trip, or if it's not made right, I guess you can have a bad trip, sure. But no, I had good ones.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. So it's been a long time since I've been to the Gorge, and we went, and we've never been to the Gorge together, and it's the first time I've been there it's the first time I've been to a concert there sober. Like not drinking, not smoking weed, and it's definitely different.
Yeah.
And
welcome to my life.
Yeah. We talked about this on the way home, but we were down on the floor, like really pretty close, good seats, but we were surrounded by people who were like talking and like yelling and like stumbling and like pushing our chairs into the backs of our legs. And like, we were having to shove them back a bunch, and like there are assigned seats, and they're like screaming the lyrics and like dancing and bumping into us, and it was really hard to just enjoy the music because we're having to like deal with the people around us. And I realized, oh wow, when you're drunk, none of that bothers you. None of those other people bother you. You're just like, feeling the music.
Yeah.
But when you're not drinking, all that shit bothers you.
Yeah.
And so we kind of like left and went up to the top and had a moment together. And that was so much better because I wasn't focusing on like who I was going to have to slap. I'm literally playing in my head like what I'm going to say to this person if they fucking shove my chair into me again. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I do. It happens to me in the movie theater too. Like some people have no fucking self-awareness, man. They're always bumping into, like, just stop bumping into the chair in front of you. It's really easy. Just yeah. Stay still.
Yeah.
And when you cross your legs over, be careful. Be aware of the people around you. Mm-hmm. And all good. Mm-hmm. All good. And, and then there's this guy, these two people next to us left cause they couldn't handle the people behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy came into their spot and he started just like dancing like aggressively to Bon Iver, hands out and like
screaming
hopping
lyrics,
around,
like
screaming
we heard him
lyrics.
And not the band.
And I'm just like, I don't understand. It's got to be a that person wants to look cool, feel like other people know that he is a really big fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it's their intention to ruin other people's experience. I think they just want to seem like a bigger, like they know that.
I think it's even different than that. Like if he were sober, that's what it would be about. But he was smoking like joint after joint nonstop. So I think he was really just like in his own
super stuff.
Little cool super bubble, stunning. Just like feeling it, going for it, not even knowing who's next to him.
Yeah, I guess so. That doesn't make it any better though. But yeah, it's
but that was just the experience with like our surroundings, but obviously the concert was incredible and it was beautiful. And it was awesome to see them in person, and it was really cool to be there with you.
Yeah, I will say, though, Bon Iver, I get frustrated with his music because I miss songs. And yeah, he's singing songs, but it's hard to get in the groove of them because there's often just one chorus and they're kind of choppy and they don't follow a traditional song structure, which I love. I love that. A lot of my favorite bands do that, but it's hard to find a groove to get into with Bon Iver specifically with his last couple of albums. And it's been frustrating for me.
Yeah, we're both much bigger fans of his first two albums, and his sound has started to change, which is fine. It's up to him, but it's very different. And he played some of his older stuff, but kind of like mixed it a little bit, so yeah, it wasn't as familiar.
They have it's like updated sound.
Yeah, but then on the encore, he just straight played some of his old songs.
And that was amazing.
The best.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great. But
it's me just getting older. I don't know, but
yeah, we're just a couple wet blankets.
And also, I miss a front man or front woman. When Sharon Van Etten opened.
Oh, you guys. Oh, that was so... I love her.
Honestly,
oh.
That was a highlight of my experience there. But I miss a front man in the way Bon Iver plays. They're all in their little stations. Actually, they're not little stations. And it looks cool. It looks very... the art direction of their stage presence is amazing. I will say that. But there's no front person who's kind of guiding the audience and feeding off of the energy and going with the flow and kind of conducting the whole experience. I really love, musicians and bands that have that element. Mm-hmm. I think that's a part of kind of the golden circle of performing is having a conductor or a front person, whatever that is. But they're different, and it works for them. Mm-hmm. But I miss some elements for me.
You loved we saw the National.
Oh, the National
2 weeks
was.
Ago.
Oh my God, that guy! he can just walk to the edge of the stage and look out in the crowd
with his hands behind his back,
and he's got the crowd captivated.
He doesn't do anything. He just looks out at you.
Yeah, it's so incredible. It's awesome.
And then you don't even expect it, but he came out. He had a really long cord on his mic, and yeah. He came all the way out in the crowd.
Yeah,
and we were pretty close-ish, but he hopped down several times. But one time he hopped down into the crowd, and he just ran straight out, with his arms up over
his
head.
And the crowd just parted.
And I wasn't tall enough to even see where he went. He ran directly past us. Kyle had to move me to the side really quick, and he went right past me, brushed up against us, and I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
It was really cool.
That was at Marymore Park. That's a cool place to see a concert too.
Yeah.
Not only because it's a cool vibe, although it poured rain. It was like a torrential downpour, which kind of made it fun, but it was also uncomfortable because mm-hmm. everybody had their blankets, and it was a gnarly experience.
That crowd was way chiller than Bon Iver.
Way chiller, but it's the National. Like Bon Iver has the younger crowd in his, he appeals to them. So.
You know what? I think we just had a bad spot because everyone to our left was...
They were chilling.
More towards our age and just watching and enjoying it.
But the Marymore Park's amazing because you can get home before bedtime.
We got home at 2:30.
It is my age. That's what's happening.
Yep.
All right. So I want to end this podcast with listener questions.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you want me to ask them?
Yeah, you got them pulled up, right?
Okay. Here's a two-parter. Okay.
Wait.
Oh.
There's a third one.
Oh, okay. We have three different submissions. And to remind you, if you go to shouldwegetmarriedpod.com and just scroll to the very bottom and it says ask us anything, that's anonymous. So that's where you can do that.
We have no idea where it's coming from.
Text.
Who it's coming from.
Or put in a question, tell us a secret, like, you know, in the newspaper where there used to be a little ask whatever sex questions. That was fun.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get any of those, but
I hope so though.
We have three this time. So thank you for doing that. First one is, will you ever podcast again? And this came in when we were taking like a month. We had that month break and we actually recorded that weekend. So someone was like, where's your new episode?
We missed the, we experienced the podcast lull.
Yeah.
We got excited to do a podcast. We started to do it. It's going really well. And then we got into a lull.
Fighting.
We fought a little bit and we weren't sure like what the podcast meant to us and why we're still doing it. And then we talked through it and now we're back on a regular basis so far.
So is that your answer?
Oh yeah. By the way. Yeah. We're podcasting now. We have been.
Now, when we started this, your goal was to podcast for 1 year.
Yeah.
Is that the same goal now?
No, I don't know if I have a goal right now.
Okay.
Right now, I don't have a goal.
Okay. Next question.
Next question.
This is a two-parter.
Do you have a goal?
No.
Okay.
My goal is literally to take this 1 week at a time and actually do it.
Okay, that's good.
And make some content for social media.
I would say that's my goal too, yeah.
Okay. Two-parter. Part one, if you get married, are your podcast fans invited? Kyle?
You asking me that?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go into the second parter.
Okay. Part two. If you get married and the answer to question number one is no, will you record or post your wedding on the podcast? In other words, will we allow the people to be included if we decide yeah?
So if we get married, I don't know, because not planning on it, but that'd be kind of fun. Although we'd have to pay for however many people show up.
Yeah, no.
That's a lot of scratch. It's a lot of dough. It's a lot of clams.
Well, people even want to come? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people that listen to our friends. Some people would want
to come to our wedding.
Okay. I imagine if we had a wedding, it'd be pretty small and intimate.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to record it. I'd be down with that.
Okay. Well, there we go.
All right. So we could just like relive our vows all the time?
It's not a yes. It's not a no. And then if we do get married, we're going to record it somehow for sure.
I want to know who asked this question. Is it someone that is
anonymous.
Friends with us in real life? Or is this someone that just we'll is a know. Big fan and like, have we met or, you know what? This is a cool question. I like this question.
Yeah, I like that question too.
Yeah. Thank you for asking it. You may come to the wedding.
Yes, you may come.
And you may have a plus one.
Okay.
Kyle's like, there's no wedding. Next question. Multi-part question. One. If, when you decide to part ways.
Hang on a second. If and when?
If or when.
How about just if?
Okay, yeah.
How about just if?
If you decide to part ways, do you think being already married would sway your decision?
What's the second part?
Part two. If you decide to part ways, are you worried that your pool of available partners will be greatly diminished?
Oh, shit.
In other words, people already partnered up or are already divorced or are bringing their own kids into the equation. I have a good answer for this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I think that when people get married and maybe when they don't get married, anyone that's gotten married is in a relationship where they think, I cannot live without this person. I love this person more than anything. And we're never going to break up. I don't ever want to break up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's why people get married.
I don't agree with that, but go ahead.
I think Well, you've never been married. I think someone is standing up, taking vows, and marrying someone. It's because they truly believe they're going to be together forever. They're not going, we'll probably get divorced in 10 years. So that's the whole point. Like, that's the sentiment. So
I think they truly want to be. I don't know.
Right. If, yeah. But, okay. But statistically, if half of those marriages end in divorce,
yeah,
that's those people. It didn't go the way that those people expected it to go.
Yeah.
Or they're blindsided or something. And it's like, that's why it's so hard. But that can happen when you're not married too. That can happen if you and I break up. Mm-hmm. And so I think we are all worried about the pool being diminished. Like, we should all be worried about that. Whether we're choosing not to get married now and we know that we may part ways and our pool of partners is less than great when we're 40 parting our ways, wouldn't people getting divorced have the same exact concern? Because, and you might be more likely to get married or divorced even later. Like, my parents got divorced after 30 years. The pool is even more diminished then. Like, your options are much more minimal.
Yeah.
So.
But then when you're in your 70s and in you're in an old folks home, mm-hmm. everybody's just banging everybody.
Supposedly.
Now your options are wide open, baby.
Yeah. Well, you're here just like, I'm on my way out. Might as well have some
Might
fun.
Might as well do some.
But people. So I guess I'd say if we were married.
Wrap it up, honey.
It'd be.
Put a button on it.
It'd be harder to part ways just because, like, we made a commitment, I suppose. And then, I'd be worried about what's left out there. But same if we were married.
So my answer to the question is, yeah, it would be.
You're reading it.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. It would. So it would definitely sway my decision. It sounds so much more difficult to break up with somebody when you're married.
Yeah.
To get the big D. If you're getting the D or giving the D in this situation, it sounds very difficult because there's all kinds of legal stuff. So you got to hire a lawyer. So yeah, it would for sure. I'd probably rather stay in it than do anything about it, to be honest. Number two, question two-parter. The second part of the question. Don't look at me like that.
Answer it.
Okay, so... I would be very worried and be very afraid. A lot of fear would be going into that decision. And
no, like, as we are now, not married, if we decide to part ways, are you worried your pool of available partners will be greatly diminished?
Oh yeah, well, for sure, definitely.
Yeah,
that's always been my thought ever since I turned 30. Because everybody's, you know, the chances of getting involved with somebody with kids or some type of venereal disease.
You met me when you were 30.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I got lucky.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got lucky. So, yeah, for sure.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, it really is.
And I wonder if a lot of other people are worried about the same thing.
I 100% think so. I think that's what. So as humans, we all think we're very different. And yes, we're all our each own individual snowflake. You know, we're all different. Mm-hmm. I agree. But biologically and scientifically, we're all very similar.
Yeah.
We're all very similar. And we all have a lot of those. I have those same fears and those same thoughts all the time. In fact, some of that has kept me in this relationship for sure. Mm-hmm. When it's gotten really hard.
Yeah. The other part about this is, like, we're kind of taught to almost be in a hurry and, like, find the one person for you with when you're in your 20s or so, 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
And hurry up and find that person and marry them and start a family.
Marry, so, have kids.
But all we're doing our entire lives is trying to figure out who we are and what we want and learning new things and growing from those things and hardships. And so if you do get to meet someone later in life, that person also may be much wiser. And so you may almost have a better opportunity to find someone that knows what they want. And that might be what you have. So there could be even greater connection at that time, but it may be harder to find.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Well, hey, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
So thank you for listening. If you want to support us, follow us on social media, share our social media. We are at SWGM pod. Go to our website, leave an anonymous question, buy a t-shirt. Oh. We have t-shirts for sale.
Oh yeah.
You can tell a friend. That's a big one. Tell a friend about our podcast. That is huge for us. Leave a review on iTunes, on any podcast thing that you can think of. Leave a review. That helps a bunch. And also, just be you. Just be you and who you are and keep listening and go out there and go through some pain to make something beautiful.
Because
that's what we did on Lightning Night.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Make your bed.
Oh, yeah. Make your... Or don't.
Make your bed. Or don't. Are controlling. Take care of those sheets.
Yeah.
Wrap them all the way around. All right. Tell us if you have the same problem.
Okay. You good?
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.